Hey, dude.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Is this Morgan?
It sure is.
Hey, Morgan, our old friend from Seven Dust. Thanks for hooking us up this afternoon, or hooking up with us, rather.
Oh, man. How you got the weather over there where you guys live?
You don't have to talk about that. I mean, you guys have it, too, down there, don't you?
Actually, I'm in New York. I'm getting ready to fly to L.A., and it's pretty brutal here right now, too.
Heard it's snowing in the Malibu Mountains in California.
That's what I heard, man.
So, big problems there. We've got a little bit of snow on the ground, and people are pretty much used to it by now.
Oh, yeah.
Sled teams, that's the secret. Buff them Huskies, full steam ahead.
Right.
What are you doing out in New York City?
Oh, man, we came up here and we did some stuff with Revolver and MTV and, you know, a handful of other little interviews and stuff. You know, I did the whole press trip to New York, and then now me and John and Sonny are on our way to California to do NAMM for 2 days, and we'll head on back home for a little while and get ready for this tour.
All in preparation for the new CD, Alpha.
That's it.
Which comes out, when does that come out?
March 6th.
Okay, cool. First track's really good. Thanks for sending us an advanced copy, because it's been rocking. We get a lot of calls on it here.
Beautiful, man. Yeah. We appreciate it big time.
And you've always had a fondness for the Spokane area anyway, so...
Absolutely.
Definitely, we hope to see you in town. I mean, did you, last time we talked to you, I think you had a New Year's resolution of hanging out with the three ugly ones. Did that ever happen?
Oh, my God, wait a minute. What the hell, what did I do?
Let's see, was that the place with the three ugly ones? Oh, yeah, what do you think about a strip club that's a chain, you know?
Oh, yeah, the Deja Vu. Oh, my God, that's so hilarious.
Did you keep your resolution on that, or...
Man, I don't know.
Okay, that's all right.
I don't think so.
You have a big tour bus. There's lots of room on board.
And that's so funny.
And you were one of the first people that we had in studio as a guest at our Rock 94.5 studios about 7 years ago. So we've always had a fondness.
Well, we definitely, I love you guys. And we've had some great shows there. And we're really looking forward to getting back. We're going to come with a really heavy tour this time. I know that the set is going to be as brutal as we can make it. So we're looking at doing some oldies, you know, getting some of those songs off the first and second record, and then playing a bunch of these new ones and playing a real long set with a bunch of heavy tracks in there. So it should be a lot of fun.
Well, I hate to go to such a cliche question, but how'd you come up with Alpha for a title? Because it is, you know, number 3 or 4, and wouldn't that be Gamma or Theta even?
Right. actually, we came up with it because... you know, the semi-concept with the album, and it started to shape up to be a record that was kind of a battle of the mind, kind of a Fight Club type of storyline.
Wow.
for the record. And so the idea behind the whole thing was, at the end of it, when you fight off one side of your mind, which side is it? Is it the good side or the bad side? And whichever one is left is the alpha. So
It's
not really a very uplifting record, but it is aggressive.
It's an A-type record.
Yeah, it's a pretty pissy record.
Great. Can't wait to hear the rest of it. And can't wait to see you guys in town, because I know you do well. That's what you guys do.
Thank you, brother.
Let's check out this track first from Alpha. And it's a fresh cooker, warning you now. But if your defrost is not hot enough, this will help out on Rock 94 and a halfway home.
Rock 94 and a halfway home.
Driven, Rock 94 and a halfway home style, because nobody else is tonight with the black flag out on tonight's Freeway 500. But the green light on for Seven Dust. Okay, we're here with Morgan, Seven Dust, Spokane's Best Rock, special edition tonight with the Freeway 500. Morgan, congratulations. I think it was about a year ago you were named Drummer of the Year.
Oh, God. Yeah, man. I think it's going to get me to win that thing again this year. We'll see. I don't deserve any of that stuff, you know.
Yes, you do.
You know, but
I'm a drummer, too. Yes, you do.
I'm flattered anybody goes out of their way to you know, do anything for me like that. I know that, you know, at the end of the day, winning any of that stuff is just, it makes my mom and my dad, you know, really happy. So it's nice to see them smile.
Did you get an award for that? Like a set of gold emblazoned drumsticks or anything? Or?
They sent little, you know, these little plaques and stuff. It was pretty cool, you know. I mean, that Modern Drummer magazine is like, you know, I grew up looking at it and reading it and wishing that I could get into it, and of course now all the star, you know, stuff really doesn't do much for me, but You know, it's not like I'm searching for any of that, but my mom and my dad love that stuff. So
so it goes on their mantle.
Absolutely.
Hey, way to go.
I mean, I got to look at what I've done lately, you know, area of the house over there.
Yeah. So who was your drummer when you were growing up that you tried to emulate or you know?
It varied, you know. I mean, I went through the Neil Peart stage. I went through the Tommy Lee stage. I went through the Terry Bozzio stage.
Yeah.
I went through the Shannon Larkin stage before Shannon was in Godsmack by far. I mean, he was playing in Soul to Zero for a little while.
That's right.
And, you know, Wrathchild before that. So, I mean, there was a handful that I looked at and I said, this is what I need to do.
I can talk drums with you all night. Is this a good drum record this time?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that, you know, it kicked the hell out of me. And, you know, we did so much writing on the record lyrically and melody wise that, again, you know, I put myself in a position where I was going to be a little behind when it came to the drum portion of the record. I mean, we did get to actually rehearse a little bit on this one, so that was, you know, I enjoyed touring and playing stuff live. But, you know, I'm so conscious of doing the lyrical side of things and making sure that, you know, what John and everybody you're bringing to the table is going to match lyrically, that by the time it's time to record the damn thing, I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, I got to play drums on this. So.
Which is the first thing that happens, right, pretty much?
Yeah. I mean, you know, this time me and John got together and did it, like, John got in the room with me, and so I could kind of have somebody to play off of instead of just doing it by myself. And then the other guys, Vinny and John and Sonny, got together and they were cutting their tracks all at once together, so it has a really live feel to it. It's an ass kicker record for sure.
We're talking to Morgan from Seven Dust Alpha, coming out March 1st or somewhere around there. Played you a cut already off it. We'll go back here in just a minute, play some of the older classic Seven Dust material with Rock 94 and a Halfway Home.
Telling me that it reminds him of home, so
good, because that's, you know, I think you guys kind of went in a slightly different direction for a little while. Not that, I mean, it's still Seven Dust, but it wasn't Bitch.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I can imagine to be like you. The pain and the suffering you put me through.
Vintage, dare I say classic Seven Dust on Rock 94 and a Halfway Home. Hey, that's another moment I remember now. You guys, yeah, you came into the studio and I brought in my Bitch single. And I said, this is an honor for me, guys. Would you please sign my Bitch?
Oh, I love it.
So I still have that.
I remember that.
I still have my CD there. Thank you guys for doing that.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So any word as to when the tour will fire up and then, of course, getting you here to town?
Well, we're starting February 8th is the first show. It's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And, I mean, it's guaranteed that we'll be there. I think it'll probably end up being somewhere late March.
Any ideas who might be on the road with you at this point, or is it too soon?
It shouldn't be too soon, but you know, it is actually a little too soon. We've got a few of them that we're deciding which one we want to bring out, and it should be a lot of fun either way. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a heavier tour. It's not going to be anybody too mellow on it.
No Mamby Pamby this time around. I don't think you ever have traveled with Mamby Pamby that I know of, anyway. But so let me thank you very much for taking time out to say hi to us and get here to Spokane, okay?
Absolutely, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see you on down the road and bring in those instruments again. You guys always do such a good job for us acoustically. One of the first bands ever to grace our airwaves and in the studio with a live performance. All right, Morgan from Seven Dust, thanks for hooking up.
Thanks a lot, boss. Be good, okay?